Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ready Wednesday, the good old hump day. For those of you that work 5 days a week, I work 7 days a week, so just another day. It is the 24th day, ladies and gentlemen, of July 2013. And Obama, again, is doing his 20-something economy pivot, reset, whatever he calls it, as the globalists publicly state their plan is to deindustrialize the Western world, from Australia to Western Europe, right through to the United States and Canada, but also halt industrialization and clean industrialization, or more modern industrialization, of the entire third world, except in small controlled development zones under IMF World Bank agreements. That's the New World Order. They're above the law. They don't pay taxes. Poor people, middle-class people, rich people that aren't part of the inside crew, countries, everybody else gets gang-raped. And it is the most inequitable, discriminatory system, but we're all busy fighting with each other over George Zimmerman, aren't we? Meanwhile, there's an article up on Infowars.com, the black George Zimmerman the media doesn't want you to know about. A black neighborhood watch gentleman that found three white teens breaking into vehicles. They rushed him. He shot and killed one. And the prosecutor wanted to throw him in jail. But guess what happened? The grand jury said no. Witnesses said they saw the guys run at you, not jump on top of you and slam your head into the ground. Run at you so you had a right to shoot them. And this is what thugs in government and thugs on the street, they're all the same. They want to have the guns. The government wants to have the guns at the highest levels. And the low-level police, on average, are pro-guns, so they understand that. But the high-level criminals, they don't want you armed. The street thugs don't want you armed. I don't care if you're a black thug in the whole gangster urban culture or a white thug in the whole gangster urban culture. You want to feed on people that don't have a gun strapped to them and aren't ready to peel off a cap in your booty. That's what we're talking about here. And it's such a good feeling, folks, when I sleep at night or when I'm in my studio, that I'm not afraid of some crazy coming in here after me, because I'm going to peel a cap off in their butt so fast. Anyways, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting a little bit urban myself, as they say. The point is so much fun. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that criminals at every level want the monopoly of force, whether it's the UN, whether it's the globalist, whether it is the mafia, you name it. The first thing a robber does when they bust into somebody's house is they say, hands up, get down on the floor, and they tie you up. And government's tying us down with the ropes of Homeland Security to carry out the orderly extermination of our liberties and our conversion into a totally massive police state. So I'm going to open the phones up. Again, I'm by increment moving towards what I could do 10 years ago every day, take 50 calls in an hour. I'm incrementally moving towards that Valhalla area of the universe. And then we're going to have an update on some major medical developments for 30 minutes at the end of the second hour. Looking at amazing news on fish oil that they're demonizing. Also, major scientific studies on iodine in food boosting IQ. This is really important stuff. And we're also going to have a gentleman on who's got an offer for George Zimmerman. But we'll break that when they join us in the last 15 minutes or so of the third hour. But it's going to be open phones. We've got big military police state news, big NSA news, big Trayvon Martin commie protest breaking, big Obamacare news, and the showdown on that. It's all coming up today, so strap yourselves in.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the next 3 hours on this Wednesday edition. We're going to plunge into Obama's 20-something, it's the 25th pivot. Or reset of the economy, which means more banker bailouts to foreign corporations, more taxpayer payments to MSNBC, more domestic CIA propaganda operations, more people getting texts from Obama forced onto the front page of their phone, more checkpoints on the highways, more illegal desensitization, military drills on the streets, TSA checkpoints, more forced inoculation outside of law, more harassment of businesses, shutting down industries, shutting down power plants, shutting down factories, paying $21 billion to ship General Motors to Communist China, on and on. More persecution of the press, more persecution of whistleblowers, of money laundering, government drug dealing, illegal spying, illegal torture. Just absolute orgy of corruption. Yeah, the Weekly Standard says it's his 19th time to pivot. But I count over 20 because it's 19 pivots, but 5 or 6 resets. In fact, look up how many times he's called it a reset. I remember it every 6 months or so. So I'm conservative when I say 4 or 5 times. He's been in office 5 years, 5 and a half. I don't know. I mean, 15 resets? So when I say 25, I mean, you know, I'm counting pivots, resets. I mean, they call wars now non-lethal lethal operations, or lethal non-lethal, or less lethal, or kinetic actions. It's just a wall of bull. And now Congress is looking at a government shutdown over Obamacare as Republican leadership in the Senate, forced by their constituents. Some of these guys just a year ago were still supporting Obamacare, are now seeing it will sink the country. It will bankrupt health care, which is the Cloward and Piven socialist Obama plan to bankrupt the country. They're talking about 6 out of 10 doctors in a national survey Monday we covered quitting. And by the way, my dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He knows a lot of dentists, a lot of oral surgeons, a lot of doctors. Most of them that are even 50 years old already, only plastic surgeons and specialists are making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year. I know Harvard-educated doctors in my family who have been doctors and graduates for 16 years and just finished paying off their student loans and moved from a lower middle class house into a, you know, a middle class type house, you know, 4-bedroom. So that all their kids have a place to sleep. And I mean, so people have this image of doctors are just rolling in money. 17 years to pay off your student loans from Harvard. 17 years. This is the type of stuff that is going on out there. And now, because of the regulations and the liability insurance, the malpractice insurance, I know doctors that have to pay who've never even had major claims or never lost. There's all sorts of kooks out there trying to get rich off these fake claims who have to pay $70 to $80 or even more $1,000 a year for their liability insurance, their malpractice insurance. And I know doctors that have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of serious surgeries, or really more than that, who've actually had cases, but beat the malpractice cases. And they've got to pay $150,000 a year in liability insurance. It is the insurance companies that are destroying this country, along with a pack of lawyers, the litigious, baritree practicing frauds, who the courts will not bring to justice. You know, most cases, somebody brings a false charge, you've got to go fight it and beat it. It's the law says you can sue them back for attorney's fees and things, but it's very hard to win unless you know exactly which court to go after them in. And again, this is knowledge that most lawyers don't know, and most lawyers don't want to tell you, because even if they're, quote, a good guy lawyer, they're actually at a certain level working with the corrupt lawyers, in that they're not shutting them down when they could. They're letting them go out and create fraudulent cases and then basically going and beating them, but still both sides make money. And I'm kind of digressing. Then you have the big multinational pharma companies that have tax exemption. In many cases, they have diplomatic immunity, and they have immunity domestically in most countries, in Europe, the United States, you name it, from their drugs hurting people. They have liability protection and immunity given to them, sovereign immunity, as it's called, by the government. Well, that's unconstitutional for Bayer Pharmaceutical to knowingly put HIV in their Factor VIII and knowingly ship it out for 10 years, a death sentence with hepatitis as well, and then, oh, well, they've got immunity because the government passed a law. What happened this year? Monsanto was given immunity from their GMOs. Now, why would Congress pass the Monsanto Protection Act, written by Monsanto, to give them immunity, just like they were given immunity on Agent Orange and dioxin they dumped in poor black neighborhoods, on and on and on. These are consciously evil companies with evil histories and clear and present danger to humanity. So the bad guys are protected from liability, and then your small town hospital isn't, so it goes bankrupt from all the lawsuits because there's all these bugs that are immune to the drugs, that are immune to the different type of antibiotics. And so you come in there, and the guy next to you has it, and there's nothing they can do in the hospital to stop it from getting over to you. You die of flesh-eating bacteria, and then you go and sue and beat the hospital. And then now it's shut down, and you've got to go to one of the big tax-free, Rockefeller-owned, tax-exempt, but they're really profit centers. And guess what? They've got all the judges in their pockets. You can't win against them. See, the whole New World Order is about made men. And I'm not talking about the Gambinos and the Bananos and the groups like that. I'm not talking about Don Corleone. That's a low-level mafia that the globalists just kind of fed on and partially destroyed because it got too big for its britches, as I've told you many times and as a historical fact. The real mafias are so entrenched, they run our government, they run our military, they own the big banks, they own the insurance companies, they're 100% globally tax exempt, they can commit any crime they want and get away with it, they can take private bank accounts from Cyprus or the United States and get away with it, they can commit any amount of, they kill people at their own house. There's been cases with the DuPonts and people. Driving around with army tanks, their own private army tanks, running people over, and they get away with it for years. I mean, this is who they are. And they're establishing a world government where they're 100% above the law in every level and every regulation. And why is that important? Because they write the regulations to shut you down and impoverish you and enslave you and use poverty as a political weapon. It's called siege. It's called salting the earth politically, economically. And I sit here watching a Godzilla-level attack by the globalist. Godzilla couldn't, 50 Godzillas couldn't do to America what the globalists have already done the last 30 years. I mean, they're shutting everything down with regulations and bureaucrats and harassment right here in Austin. That's under Agenda 21, the major command base. They have Agenda 21 meetings I've sent my crews to. They show this triangle where they take over Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, but in the middle of the triangle, they even call Austin their base of operations, federally funded UN model city. And, if you're not an insider, you're not allowed to build a condo. You're not allowed. We're going to say this tree, you can't cut it down. Even my lawyer, Eric Tabb, he said he'll come on air about this. I should get him on. Downtown, they let this business build a big outside deck on Congress. Gave them the permits and then came and withdrew the permits after it was built, $150,000 deck. It's a giant deck. And it was a big case in the news. They were doing this to hundreds of people on record, but they fought back. My lawyer fought back. Went and beat the city, but now they're still harassing the company anyways. This is what they do. They come and they say, yeah, you're allowed to build. And then they come back and say, now you can't build. The essence of the New World Order is this story from PrisonPlanet.com, American Dream, Michael Snyder. Look at this. Obama administration requires magician to submit 32-page disaster plan for his rabbit, pay all the fines and fees, and register it under OSHA to be able to bring his rabbit that he's been for decades bringing in to schools and nursing homes and other places, Marty the Magician. I'm going to get him on. The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires the rabbit be licensed, which is weird enough, but then things enter the rabbit warrant of the truly bizarre in the USDA rule 7 years in the making. That he has to have a disaster plan for the rabbit for flooding, earthquake, wildfire, obviously insurance, international attack, to name a few examples. And he goes on to say, my country's broke, he says. We are out of money, and now the government is spending time and money worrying about emergency plan for a bunny rabbit. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the plan here. We have such a nanny state. I shot a video of my son catching a 50-pound alligator gar. My phone died by the time I caught a 95-pounder. It was out of batteries. By the way, we were throwing these back, even though we could have taken them, and, they supposedly have some pretty good backstrap meat with sport fishing. Plus, they're an air-breathing. It's a prehistoric fish. It breathes mostly from the air. over its lungs. And there are people all over saying, shut my channel down for torturing a fish, because they think it's torture when we take the prongs to open its mouth to get the hook out. And they're taking over. They're going to ban fishing, unless you're a factory.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, I'm going to play the video and audio of this later in the hour of my great crime abusing an alligator gar. And, you know, you sit there and you joke about that. People think it's bad to go hunting, but then they'll go eat a hamburger. And when I drive by factory farms and things, I think that's really abusive. And we should move towards more humane farming. And I try to, with my purchases, buy things that have been naturally caught or things that have been properly farmed, raised, because I don't want the GMO. I don't want all the garbage that's in those animals. I don't want the farm-raised chicken that is literally like a concentration camp where they cut their beaks off when they're babies so they don't peck themselves to death. The chickens try to commit suicide. In the big mega massive, those big steel buildings, aluminum buildings you see out in the countryside. And I know people are out there trying to make a living doing it, but man, I've been inside those. I have been inside those. I have seen it. I have seen what it's like. And let me tell you, you can feel the spiritual or psychic energy of those chickens or those turkeys. What I really saw was a turkey house with about a half million turkeys in it. It was one of the smaller ones. And let me tell you, you could just see mites and stuff crawling across the floor. The point is that then you've got these dumbed down idiots who were on my YouTube channel going, I'm reporting you to YouTube for animal abuse. Because with a 50-pound gar, you know, you've got these tongs, these dull hooks that you use to get in there and open its mouth up to then get the hook out. And I can legally and lawfully then, you know, butcher it and do that if I wanted to. And I decided to throw them back. It was a normal human instinct to go out and fish, show my son. We caught some other fish that were more edible that we actually ate. But we ran into a bunch of big alligator gar. Again, I caught over a 90-pounder, landed it. We hooked a shark, a black tip, but it broke off. Its tail slashed when it came to the boat and broke that off. It was about 5 feet long. And by the way, I like shark. I would have kept that and eaten that. But the whole point is there's something about that prehistoric gar. They say they actually taste pretty good, but I didn't. And so we use it as a joke to say, Obama caught the fish, we didn't catch it. And the guide that took us out there did a great job, by the way, Mark Malfa down in South Texas. He's been on some of the Discovery Channel River Monster shows. He did a great job taking us down there. We're just there to abuse fish, according to people, that literally think no one should be able to eat any meat. But the issue is they have to clear land and displace and kill animals to be able to grow stuff that vegan eat. And you may be on a high horse and feel good about what you're doing and are against animal cruelty, and I get that. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the whole world, animals eat animals. If you're an omnivore or a carnivore, and humans are omnivores. I mean, is it cruel that that gar had parasites on it, sucking its blood? I mean, are they being abusive? Should they have a YouTube strike put on them? Should they get in trouble? It's this ultra-political correctness where no one cares about GMO killing almost all the honeybees. No, people don't care about all sorts of just incredible attacks on humans being poisoned, humans being killed all over the world, 30 million humans starving to death. People associate all of their humanity with identifying with animals and not humans. And if humans aren't protected and if life isn't valued for humans or aborted babies, it's not going to be valued for animals. And the globalists pick and choose which environmental issues they want to hot button push, just like they do with the Trayvon Martin case, to hot button push. They choose politically issues they want to manipulate to get an agenda through. And now John McCain, today, I have the video clip, has joined Obama and has joined Gutierrez in the Congress and everybody else calling to have a federal law restricting and rolling back concealed carry. They're so angry. On average, you have a 27% drop in crime within 2 years after concealed carry goes in Florida and Texas. And within a decade, they saw over 40% drops in crime. Since the Justice Department numbers came out from 1996, you know what the crime rate dropped, right? Violent crime, 61%. Crimes with firearms, 49%. We've beaten that dead horse, but we need to beat it some more because people, the establishment knows, ladies and gentlemen, the establishment knows if they armed folks in Southside Chicago and got rid of the gun prohibition, the criminals would disappear very, very quickly. I mean, in a year. You'd have thousands of criminals shot dead, and then it'd all be over. Kennesaw, Georgia had a huge crime wave. They passed a law repealing the gun ban. Crime rate dropped 86%. Look that up. That's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The answer is guns. You know, rednecks don't hardly ever get robbed driving big trucks with cowboy hats on. You know why nobody robs them? Because everybody knows they got a gun. They got a shotgun, a rifle, a four-wheel drive. And I want everybody to be a country boy, even if you live in the city, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic. I want you to man up and learn how to use a gun so you can...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be announcing the winners on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I've pushed it back a few days, but as I said, the contest will be done by July 31st. We have over 600 entries. We have watched all 600. I have watched several hundred, and I have watched the top 35 several times now, and I just cannot decide. It may come down to putting the top three in a hat. But that's not fair. Every once in a while, I'm a person who's very committed, very, what's the term, when decisive. I make a lot of decisions, just bam, that's the right thing to do. It's clear. But when it comes to judging contests, and there's so many good ones, it really is hard to decide which one you think is the best. So one winner will get $10,000. That's second place. Third place gets $5,000. First place, $100,000, which is really a Patriot film festival. The globalists will give billions of dollars a year in the U.S. alone of taxpayer money with the federal arts departments to anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-family outfits. Oh, here's $1 million or more to put a crucifix in a brandy glass of urine. Here is $100,000 to put manure on the Virgin Mary. And again, it's meant to defile people. It's meant to abuse groups. It's meant to put down Protestants, put down Catholics, put down Christians, and set the precedent that we're allowed to abuse you. We're allowed to send in Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to hunt down and blow up churches and kill Christians en masse, and it's not even going to be in the U.S. news. We're going to give Obama a peace prize. Okay? How about five more for that? So I'm saying, hey, I'm not going to buy, you know, some big boat, some giant $100,000 cabin cruiser, though that kind of sounds good. I'm going to take that money and I'm going to say, hey, $100,000 to first place to get people into the act of resistance. And then out of that, I'm going to try to work with the filmmakers, the winners and others, to create a larger film division here so we can produce a bunch of films that I produce, but that I don't have to direct. Because my greatest frustration, one of my greatest frustrations in life, is that I get off the air at like 2 o'clock. I got a bunch of administrative stuff to do. Sometimes I do the nightly news, or I've got to vet stories. And then I'm in there trying to do Obama Deception 2. And I can make as good a documentary as anybody. I can do the whole cinematic, 9 yards. We've done short films. You've seen that. But then I end up putting out great informational films. But I can't just, in the time frames I've got, put out the real masterworks. But I'm working as hard as I can. But I can go out and find other amazing filmmakers who can prove that in 2 months they can make a powerful film so that I can then work with them, talk to them, and try to fund them, still on a shoestring budget, but $100,000, $200,000, in phase two to put out a couple of InfoWars-produced films every year with the goal of reaching people and hopefully then making enough money back to make more. That's why I put in over 100% of the money that comes in now. I war-chested money over the last decade a little bit. Now I've gone into the phase of expending that cashola. Because I'm not going to sit here later when the globalists totally take over and shut off the free press and just wish I would have done more. So I want to salute everyone that entered the contest. You can see all of them at Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere. Infowars.com/Paul. You can see the top 35 and then hundreds and hundreds of others after the top finalist. And then you can take that information and take the video that you think is the most important and send it to your friends, your family. Because, hey, maybe you don't like Alex Jones' style. Maybe I don't like my style sometimes. Maybe you think I'm too harsh or I'm too angry or whatever the case is. Well, I've got all these reporters. You can see what they do on the nightly news, whoever your fancy is, whether it's somebody like Jakari Jackson or whether it's Darren McBreen or Paul Watson or Leanne McAdoo or whoever it is, or John Bowne or any of the great people we've got here. That's why I'm trying to build a larger organization. I've got all these writers with different flair and different research and different acumen and different gravitas. I'm trying to build an organization to really challenge the globalist, but more importantly, to challenge the people, we the people, you out there listening, you out there watching, to take action in this second American Revolution against tyranny worldwide, what I call 1776 worldwide, liberty or death. My direct ancestors raised Colonel Travis's son. My direct ancestors were in San Jacinto and in the whole nine yards. I don't even get into my illustrious pedigree of fighters, not royal blood that resists tyranny, But I'm proud of that, and that beats in my breast. But it beats in your breast as well. Even if you don't know your genealogy, the fact that you survived, the fact that you're here, shows your ancestors fought for their families. And that's why I say liberty or death, victory or death, in the words of Colonel William Barrett Travis, I will never surrender in the face of the New World Order. And this is a pure research project of just, here's $115,000 in prizes. What are you going to do with this? And it was more successful, probably twice as more successful, or three times, really, than what I thought. If we got 200 good ones, I thought, wow, those are little bullets that are going to bounce around forever, hitting the New World Order. Lord knows where those message in a bottles are going to go. Those big Batman distress calls into the sky. I mean, it's a big effect. Millions and millions and millions of views already. And now we're going to take the top 35 films or so and showcase them on the nightly news, showcase them on the radio to millions of people, showcase them on InfoWars.com, and they're all going to get millions of views individually. Many of them have already gotten close to a million. Some that were going towards a million, like George Washington's Revenge, was it like 600,000 or so when Michael Moore had it removed? This is going to be mega massive, and it's been a success, so praise God. I want to thank God, number one, but all of you. And then I want to thank everybody that buys the books, that buys the videos, that buys the Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, InfoWars.com t-shirts, that give subscriptions to InfoWars magazine, great way to wake people up, 12 issues, that buys the ProPure and gets the best price with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. You are the people out there that are making all of this possible. You are the resistance. So just know, if you want to empower the fist of the people ramming into the globalist technocrat's face, we are the front line. I'm not on an arrogant power trip. It's the opposite. With great power comes great responsibility. But I realize, folks, we are the best there is. We are the most hardcore. We are the most effective. We're breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall. We're forcing real news out there. And we are here bringing you all the other alternative media that's focused on liberty and freedom, that's focused on empowering. I even have leftists on, as long as they don't stir up COINTELPRO infighting, to get their perspective and humanize things and try to reach out to them so that we can wake them up with a true constitutional, pro-human, libertarian ideal. I mean, I'm here to win, folks. I've studied history. I know fortune favors the bold, and the fortune that I'm after is human dignity for my children and your children together in the future, and their children and their children and their children. That's what I fear is societal death. I fear collapse of civilization. I fear collapse of justice. I fear turning the world over to the most evil, wicked, inbred, self-serving, jealous, envious, crooked, selfish garbage the planet's ever seen. We can't turn humanity over to these people. And it's going to be art that's going to defeat them. They've used our money against us, but their media is dying. Their art is dying. Their propaganda system's dying. The people won't go see their filth anymore. People won't. The Bible show gets 14 million viewers. The other top show on that channel gets 2 million. And Hollywood tries to get it shut down, but their own people go, look, they want something wholesome. And it's the same thing with this show. People want goodness. They want success. They want stability. They want freedom. They want decency. They don't want their children corrupted. They want their children to be innocent and grow up and make their own decisions about the world. Not have a bunch of perverts in the New World Order try to mess up their minds. So I'm committed to this fight all the way. I told you a year ago, we ran that promo ad for a year, that I'm taking InfoWars to the next level, but I need your help. We can't do this without your help. And you stood beside us and behind us and in front of us. And you empowered us financially, but also by word of mouth. It doesn't matter if you have no money and are listening to us on an old shortwave radio. You could spread the word about the broadcast to get people to tune in and wake up and then also support us. And that's how it works. You've got your heart. You've got your lungs. You've got your red blood. You've got your mind. So people out there, you can buy, literally we sell them at cost as a service, incredible shortwave radios from $25 up to $200, solar powered, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. The best water filters. I go out and research it, find the best, InfoWarsStore.com. our local AM and FM affiliates. Support them. Buy from their sponsors. Become a sponsor. Put your money where your mouth is. The fight for human liberty is now. Get the July issue. We had 30,000 extra printed up, but we're almost out of those. It's got 10 bumper stickers in the July issue. Sign up, buy them in bulk at cost, or get a yearly subscription. That's also at cost. So you get the 6 medium size and 4 big stickers that say, America has been occupied by globalist forces. I mean, this is what's going on. And go to Infowars.com/Paul and get all of those amazing videos, whatever touches you the most. That is a pure goodness we've done, that you've done supporting us so I could have a $115,000 contest to bring in all these incredible filmmakers as really a financial sacrifice to liberty and to the art of freedom. Art, the culture of freedom. Create art. That's how you defeat the New World Order. That's why we showcase artists every month in the magazine and artists every day on the site. That's why I have an art department of 5 people here. I mean, that's bigger than what some of the other big talk show hosts would even dream of having, because it's a commitment not to a trophy wife and a $25 million jet and the biggest house at the end of the street. It is a commitment to making history and crushing the New World Order. It is a commitment to going all the way, whether we beat them, back them off, or whether they kill me. I am committed, and I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of men. I didn't mean to go off into that jag right there. It's just that we're making history. As ragtag and as obnoxious as I am, I've got guts and the intellect God gave me, and that's enough. And I know you're smarter than me out there. I know you're more eloquent than me out there. I know you're stronger than me out there. I know you could do things better than I'm doing it. So show me. Show me what you can do. Just like when I had the reporter contest. Show me who can be the next Alex Jones and beyond. Show me. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm all in. I'm committed. Show me. Show me what you can do. And you did it with this contest. 600 plus entries that passed the grade. All of you did an incredible job. All of you are winners. All of you are saluted. All of you have taken your first step into a wider world. And now it's time to make more films and to resist. Even if you don't win, you can show people the film you made. You can get into film school with that. Anything. It's the only way you fail is not taking action. The only way you fail is not taking on the globalist. I'm going to open the phones up. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Wide open phones. Long-time callers, first time, whatever. People agree, disagree, whatever, 800-259-9231. But what America always had for all our evils, what made us the meanest, toughest, trailblazingest, inventors, swashbuckling, you name it, the whole world marveled at America. And you know why? Because we had a fighting spirit, ladies and gentlemen, and a spirit of independence that wasn't going to be pushed around and wasn't going to back off for nobody. We were going to stand up and win and build a civilization or die trying. And I want to see that spirit again. I see the executive type men. You can always tell them at the gym or on the streets or wherever. And I can say when some guy's done getting off his mountain bike, so you're an executive. You're a manager. Yeah, I manage 70 people at local silicon company. How do you know? Well, I can just tell by your bearing, the focus in your eyes, all of it, that you're somebody thinking about a lot of stuff. I can tell. You're in charge. America needs you. The world needs you. Yeah, I know who you are, Jones. You're not going to help the public. They want to be slaves. That's what all these guys always tell me. Billionaires. I mean, you name it, folks. I've had dinner with billionaires, defense contractor company owners, you name it over the years. And they're always just, well, the proletariat, the general public are too big of slaves. They don't want to be helped. And you know, I just try to work on the inside, but even that's bad. And it's even cutthroat there. And even the establishment people are all getting armored redoubts and don't trust each other. Exactly. Why did the New World Order think you're going to build this nightmare system to dominate humanity and play God and that it wasn't going to bite you in the butt? You're going to put Skynet in charge and drone robots and all this stuff, and that it's not going to be taken over or it's not going to be used against you? You people are building your own destruction. You are building your own incinerator. You are building your own technocratic system when you're looking for eternal life. through the cybernetic interfaces, you're gambling everything. You believe you're going to attain this. I mean, let's say maybe you can. A lot of people will disagree with you, but let's just say it's possible. You're gambling all of human civilization and everything in a mad rush, open air, GMO, genetic, pharmacological crops, nanotech, cyber interfaces, the whole world you're using as a giant experiment out of it, using the public to experiment on with all these vaccines on record. That's why they have the police doing checkpoints, taking blood without warrants now. The real reason is it goes to the Department of Defense to see what their bioweapon programs are doing to find molecular cures for themselves. I mean, we are all lab rats. Everybody that works for the system, you're under attack. Don't you get it, executives? You know, the worst are people that make $1 million a year and think they're ultra rich and think they're part of the establishment. You're nobody. I've talked to a lot of famous people off record, billionaires, heads of movie companies, you name it, and they're scared, and they know what they're running with at the top, folks, okay? They know what they're running with at the top. They know it's competition between a bunch of top devils. And they got where they were because of smarts, but now the devils don't like them there. The devil comes and says, you put your money into your eugenics program like Bill and Melinda Gates and everybody else before you, and this Rockefeller program set up with the head of IBM, Dr. Thomas Watson, or we're going to shut you down and put you in prison. Now, you join right now. And even if they know you're not evil, they give your butt cancer. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
All right, right, folks, here's what's coming up after I take your calls. This is up on drudgereport.com. On the bottom of the left-hand side, it's from Infowars.com and Kurt Nimmo. Army conducts nighttime exercises in downtown Chicago, scaring the population. And this is being done in every city of the country on record to acclimate us for military occupation. They've had members of Congress from Illinois say they want Army on the streets. So Army Times admits that, so we're proven right yet again. And it's the condition of the military. This is okay. Google wants 2 million Google Glasses in the next year on the street, hooked into Google, giving them almost omnipresent type surveillance. Police notify family of son's homicide, shoot pet dog because it growled at him. That's an epidemic. U.S. Border Patrol deporting legal alien for 37 criminal convictions in the U.S. despite Obama's orders to halt deportations of criminals. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that's been going on? I mean, you cannot make up the destruction of this country that's going on. Also, Trayvon protesters organized by communists who praise Stalin and Mao. That's confirmed. And then all over the country, not just in Houston, they're having Democratic operatives. Every case we look them up, they work for federally funded groups, like this woman down in Houston. And they go hold up signs saying, I'm a racist, and then go on the camera and say, I support, you know, going after black people. I'm a racist. And the AP knows it's fake. MSNBC knows it's fake. By the way, I haven't seen retractions. We're 2 days into this being admitted to be fake. No retractions, because they just are just propagandizing their viewers and readers, just savaging you with lies. And now they're like, yeah, the CIA runs this. And again, the CIA is run by foreign banks, ladies and gentlemen. It was founded by British intelligence at Yale. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. It's not even debated. Do you understand that? Man, I try to come in here and get calm, then I just get so angry. So that's some of what's coming up. Let's go to William in FEMA Region 2. Whereabouts is that on the East Coast there in FEMA Region 2 in the former United States?
Hey, how you doing, extremist?
Good. What area of FEMA Region 2 are you in there, bub?
New York.
New York. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? I want to share something. Well, not really share something. I don't know, say this loud and clear, okay? George Zimmerman is not white, okay? Let's wake up, people. He's
no, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is white if he commits a crime.
Please, okay? This is getting a lot of people upset. It's turning white people into racists. I think that's their agenda.
Of course it is. Oh, of course. That's the whole plan.
You know, but it's not going to work, though, okay? Because it's going to backfire on them. And all those people together, we're going to come together collectively to fight the New World Order. That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. And when I got that Black Panther national leader on yesterday, he had to be nice and admit humanity. But he goes back and says horrible stuff to his group because that's what sells. That's what sells at the Klan rallies. But when you're being human with somebody and going, you know, we're being engineered to do this, there's no one that won't go, you know, you're right. The media is doing this to divide us. It doesn't matter whether Zimmerman's guilty or not. They tried to frame him. So as Jimmy Carter said, he has to go free. But it's not like I'm like, yeah, George Zimmerman goes free. I don't know. He looks like Kim Jong-un to me, but I don't think North Korea did this.
Another thing, Alex, I think you got to get more exposure to that new article you got up about the black gentleman, which had the same issue.
Yep, I've now looked the guy up for getting him on. It was a completely white grand jury that no-billed him. Oh, those white racists. The black guy shoots a white kid breaking in a car that rushes him, and the white racist, they didn't put the black guy in jail. You see, that's why the defense attorney rightly said, if George Zimmerman would have been a black guy living in that area that dressed nice, it'd be over. He never would have been indicted. It's an absolute fact. It's how you dress and how you talk, folks, not what color.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.